morning. We're continuing at Chayodim Klal Lamed and we're in Siman Aleph. So he pointed out that for the Tefillah B'Tzibrut to work, for the Darshep Kedusha to work better, the Tzibur has to be together in one Mokum. A person is standing outside of the door does not even count, even if he's within the doorway, but if he's within the point of the doorway, beyond where the door would close, even though the door is open right now, since when you close the door, that's called outside, therefore that's considered that he's not part of, he's not mitzvah. There is one exception where it will be mitzvah, and that's a case where the person standing in the doorway is the shliach tzibur. And the halacha discusses a case where there is two rooms, and the shliach tzibur is standing in between the two rooms. So there's only, four people in one room, five people in the other room, and the shatz is standing in the doorway in between the two rooms, so he's mitzvah. But in general, that's an issue. We need to have the tzibur together. Now, he deals with a case where there's a room further inside and an outer room, which is preferably, we should try and avoid those situations and put the whole tzibur together in one place. Now we're going to pick up again in Siman Aleph, towards the end. He says the following, "Ubechubis Radvaz Siman Tofreshnun, Matsosi Shekosav." So he quotes from the Radvaz. Radvaz was one of the G'dolei Hadar. He was the Rebbe of the Sheet Mekubetzis. He lived in Mitzrayim. He actually held a position in Mitzrayim, similar to what the Rambam held at the time when he was in Mitzrayim. He was considered like the Nasi of the community. This whole discussion over here is discussing, can we create a minion of 10 people? Can we spell it Yimat Tzibur? But if there is a minion already davening, and I want to join them and have these, the mile of, it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur, Yimein L'Chedr Pesach Acher, Rak Davka Derech Pesach Gadol, Choshek Mispal B'Tzibur. So if I'm in an inner room, and there's no access from that room out, even though I have to go through a doorway, so regardless of being mitzvah to the minion, I'm in a different room and I can't count. But since my only access out is through the outer room, so I am considered that I'm davening together with the tzibur. There's a certain geza, certain groups of chassidim have the minute that the Rebbe davens in a room off to the side as opposed to davening together with the tzibur in the same room. So they're relying on this Radvaz that he's called Tefillah B'Tzibur, since the room that he's in only has an access out into the main room, into the main shul. So that's considered, for the purposes of Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's an extension of the main room. And he could have been with Saraf Dominion if he'd be in that room to count one of the 10. But to be counted, he's down in Tefillah B'Tzibur, he could count. Okay, now, Linyan Lanus Kadosh Kedusha. But this is all discussing, you want to have them, they consider you're davening with the tzibur. But the regards to answering Kaddish and Kedusha, or Baruch Hu, Karmon Dafila Mechitza Shal Barzel Einam Afsekes. So the more uses the Lashon, and there's nothing separates between Klal Yisrael and Levi Meshuvah Shemayim. There's no separation between the two of us. So even though there's a wall in between, I can still answer. Excuse me. I still answer Kaddish and Kedusha. I'm in a different building. As long as I can hear them, I'm in my house, and the windows in my house are open, and the windows of the shul are open. I can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. In regards to whether you have to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, as opposed to saying that you're allowed to, the lashon over here of the Mishabura is B'dayak Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, not that you have to answer, but that you're able to answer. So if a person will be involved in something else, obviously if you have an opportunity to answer Kaddish Kedusha, you should do so. But a person's learning or something like that, answering etc. would be disruptive and disturbing the interruptions etc. He would not have to answer. Now be mafsik tinuf oved. If between where I am placed and where the shul is. So my windows are open, and the shul's windows are open, and I can hear the shul. In between, there is an avodah zarah, or there is soya, something which would have a halachic status that it's also, that it prohibits and saying the worship of kedusha. Yeshurim da'asal anus. So some say you can't answer anymore because there's something which, even though a wall does not separate, but these things do act as a separation. Now there is actually the language of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch who says not only is the avodah chovim a separation, but an oved kechovim is considered a separation according to him. The Chidam does not mention that. Vinirli the main yeshmer rabba ukedusha yana the havirak psukim abu porcho lo yana. The main yeshmer rabba is based on a pasuk. Kedusha is psukim, so I can say this psukim even in my own place. The fact that I'm answering, not answering, is, it doesn't take away from the right to say the psukim. But Baruchu, which is a tefillah, which was our masakin, so but he's going to take this opinion into consideration to the point you should not answer Baruchu. Have a good day.